High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Catherine Ashton, arrived in Turkey on Wednesday for talks, followed by a press conference with Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. Ashton said the two sides discussed pivotal issues taking place in the region. Some of the issues they highlighted were Turkey, EU bilateral relations, as well as the Palestinian cause. However, Ashton said the focus was on the crisis taking place in Syria.
Inevitably, our focus is going to be on what's happening in Syria, and to reaffirm the commitment of the European Union to work with you to try and offer as much support as we possibly can. We talked too about the challenges being faced for the future and the challenges being faced for the present. How best to find the political solution that we all know we have to find in the end.
Ashton's visit comes as the European Union is debating lifting an arms embargo on Syria. The idea behind lifting the embargo is to send more weapons to the foreign-backed militants currently fighting the Syrian government. The result is scheduled to come out in May. The war in Syria has been ongoing for just over 2 years. According to the United Nations, the unrest has left more than 70,000 people dead and over 1 million displaced.
We focused on the latest developments in Syria. Of course, Turkey and the EU do have the same position. I conveyed all of our latest information to Mrs. Ashton regarding the humanitarian situation. I also reaffirmed our belief that the international community needs to be more strict in finding a solution.
The High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy also met with Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan during her two-day trip. However, the meeting was held behind closed doors without media coverage. The images you see on the screen were taken by the personal staff of the Turkish Prime Minister. The meeting between Ashton and Turkish officials comes just before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is expected to arrive in Ankara. Kerry's visit is the second one by the newly appointed Secretary of State in just around a month's time. Analysts believe all this heavy diplomatic traffic to Turkey could mean Western powers are preparing to step up the conflict in war-torn Syria. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.